it's nice to get back. The kid's cool. And it was hard because, you know, there's always like, man, why am I doing this? You know, I could do something else. But
yeah, with Javon, you're doing good. You're
no, but yeah. It's like, I don't feel good at the time, but like when I reflect on it later, I'm like, oh, that's good that I did that.
So you hate it in the moment. You're dying. You're dying inside.
Well, because
during the experience,
not because of the kid, but like to do like little activities. Like I'm not an activity person. Unnecessary talk with
Brian Sturges. I'm freezing, and that's why I'm in this very warm, comforting, hug-like polyester that drapes upon my masculine and not overweight body at all.
Yeah, wide shoulders.
It fits you well.
What the hell does that mean? Not to go Jerry Stiller, but what the hell does that mean? No, I like your look. It looks like you're doing the 1959 swimsuit collection for what would be a black Chanel? What would you call black Chanel?
Oh,
what would be a good
Chantel?
Oh boy.
I guess. Yeah. Whatever. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, and I almost lost my industry term, the cans. You can follow me at briansturges.com and... No, these cans. Not these cans. Although, I do want to talk about your cans. We'll be getting into that. So if you have to remember to bring up your cans, okay? See? It's word association. Jeez. How can a door be ajar? It's a door.
Opa.
My father's favorite joke.
Oh, yeah? That is good.
Guess what?
What?
This is Cliff Beach from Cliff Beach Music, and this is Timothy All from Timothy All Music and Music. I double fisted it. Mm. I like that fist.
I'm doing the little peace sign that you see in certain cultures. You know?
I think that is. You do look like Twiggy. You look a little bit. You know who Twiggy is?
Oh yeah, from the '60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do look like a woman. You look, but like
well,
if
the
you
beard
if you
got
if you took
it.
His head away and you're like, oh, this is like someone who has like hasn't had, you know, not every woman, all cans are different sizes industry, but I mean, all I'm saying is that from about 50% down, I'm highly sexually attracted to you, but then if you look at the top, you kind of lose
it
me.
Ends there.
Yeah.
I get it.
Because look at his shoulders, and that it looks like a little dress. Looks like you're debuting at a cotillion. You look
my coming out party.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
I want you to know that.
Oh, okay.
I want you to know that.
Thank you.
But hey, we are on a time crunch because, as you can see here in the wide shot, what do we have here? What do we have here? We just had a delicious lunch. We won't say where or what ethnicity.
Maize.
Well, maize, give it away. Could it be Mexican? Because there was corn. But as you can see here, I'll hold this up and try not to drop it. We're going to have some after lunch coffee. This coffee is none other. Then the poopy coffee.
He got the cat turd coffee.
The cat turd, the wild Kapaluwak coffee. I'd like to give a big shout out to Rafiq, who was in Bali a few weeks ago and is a huge fan of Unnecessary Talk.
He is one of
them. So he picked this up. So this is the cat turd coffee. I don't know if we could go
ahead. Why was he in Bali? Sex trip?
Well, you know, he travels a lot.
Sex trip?
No, he brought his...
lady boy,
young boy
lady
assistant.
Boy.
No.
Speaking of some...
But listen, it's single origin coffee.
So it's from the same...
It's from the same asshole.
Theft plantation. That
exclusive gift from Bali, yes. You probably got this at the airport. You duty-free.
That animal is settling.
This is pea berry Kintamani. My glasses are fucking up.
So that's got the pee-pee and the poo-poos. Look at the poo-poo.
Okay, but here you go. So we are going to try the poo-poo. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
So I brought cream and sugar just in case you want to be those people. Are you excited to try it? I know you're a texture
plantation.
Guy. You hate coffee to begin with.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee at all. But I'm going to try it because
that's
it came
craziness.
From an anus.
And I haven't even tried it. So
how can you not like coffee?
This is the first pot, so I don't know the ratio.
Oh, my God. These are beans. They're not even ground. Oh. You want to smell the
I think I went light on the roast. I went light on the... Yeah, I don't think it's going to be... It's a darker roast, but it's like... I don't think it's as... I think you'll be fine. I think it's not as strong
it
as I
would
normally
make. It will be fine. It'll put some hair on his neck.
Here we go. Poo-poo coffee.
More?
Pick your mug.
Oh, I'll take this one. Yes. Thank you. Ooh. Fill me up, big boy.
I'm spilling this all over the table. You can tell I haven't waited a table since I was at the Friendlies on Central Ave in Albany. That's okay. I'll just stop my talking. God, put my name. You know what? Make. You know what? Here, this is what I want you to make our images the same size and make him his half the size on the thumbnail. And that's your punishment for interrupting me. Okay.
But I already put him yawning on the last one.
Doesn't matter.
I'm yawning on this one too.
So anyway, here we go. Here is the how do you pronounce it again? The poo-poo coffee.
Lupak. Oh,
Kopi Luwak.
That's it. That's it.
Kopi Luwak.
All right, I'm curious. I'm going to try it
black.
I'm trying to try it black and see what happens.
Why don't you like coffee?
Oh, I get extremely nervous when I drink caffeinated coffee.
But what about the taste?
Oh, it tastes awful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who drinks
it's
this stuff?
It's a little. So it is weaker than I would have made.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Significantly weaker than I would have.
Like Senka.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it was like
Senka. You tasting the crystals? Oh no, that's Folgers.
I think more water was in there. I would have preferred the stronger. I feel like I'm not. I feel like.
But Tim would have been too strong.
What do you think?
I mean, it tastes like coffee.
Do you want milk and sugar in yours to spice it up?
Yeah, I brought it for you.
No, because then it gets diluted.
Well,
but the sugar might.
I would have liked
taste.
To have made this stronger. But I'll pretend I knew it. What do you think?
How did you make it so quick?
Well, I had the can upstairs. And I have his asshole hanging above the crate.
He just goes right into the percolator.
He just sits in there, grinds it up.
Boom!
It's a whole process.
I imagine you scare them, right? They poop like chickens.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I would say I'd like it. I think it's good. Would like...
I don't think it's a gay drink.
I would like I'd like it to be a little stronger.
Are you just going
to
ignore that?
No.
We heard it.
A strong gay drink?
Trust me. It echoes even in the silence.
Now,
I mean, it doesn't taste like it should be more expensive than a coffee to me. But
right. If you serve this to me in some sort of Culver City hipster $16 coffee blend.
Yeah. Unless you had the little marshmallow, you know.
I can taste the asshole.
Oh, you got it?
It just hit me.
It's a note.
There it is.
Getting a note of...
I'm getting a note of poo-poo.
I'd like to see... what life is like for the people there. Like, because someone had to realize hey, it's still good. You know, they pooped it out.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a guy. Yeah. It was the husband's like, you know, honey, I think we could get another use out of this.
Yeah.
This is still, because he's like, son of a bitch, you ate my coffee beans or whatever. And then it's like,
maybe those beans are real high up and the only way to get to them, it's easier to let the cat eat it and shit it out and then they just collect it on the ground.
I don't think
you a trip up the tree.
I don't think they grow that high.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to make sense of it.
90 feet cocoa beans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like it stronger. I feel like it's about half the strength.
I say make another pot. Let's see how strong it can get.
I'd like it if it tasted like hot chocolate and it was hot chocolate.
You're a hot chocolate man?
Oh, yeah.
A Swiss Miss?
I had Swiss Miss this morning.
Those are the worst.
That's like Swiss Miss.
That's like the worst.
Oh, are you a child? Older.
I like to.
What flavor is Swiss Miss? Because there's like 12.
No, he does plain. He doesn't.
Yeah, it's
he
plain.
Doesn't get a marshmallow. He's not.
Yeah, I don't
you do
not
a marshmallow.
No.
You do a dark
and
chocolate.
And I don't use milk. I just put hot water in.
Oh,
there.
Oh, have you ever? Ooh.
Very warm. In
remember
the
that Alicia Keys when she was like, "I put the water in there," you know, when she's making the hot chocolate for Michael. Remember that? We used to talk about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a video.
Michael who?
Alicia Keys in the video, You Don't Know My Name. Like, she has this whole breakdown in the middle where she's like, the guy comes into her restaurant all the time and she's like, I'm just supposed to make it with the water. Because she's from New York. She's got a thick,
water?
Like, Hell's Kitchen accent. But then she's like, but I put, like, milk for you because you're special or whatever. It's a whole thing.
Right. That's
Yeah. Speaks to Michael. It's a whole breakdown. But hot chocolate, have you ever put your own marshmallows? And have you put the large marshmallows in there? Because they're hard to drink.
Mm.
This is what people are clamoring to know out there.
I have not. I've put the small ones in.
Oh.
But I never put it. I don't actually like marshmallows.
Marshmallow? Do you pronounce it marshmallow?
No, mellow. I don't like marshmallows.
Marshmallow. Like the DJ? Isn't there a DJ called Marshmallow?
I have no clue.
That's DJ Marshall. He's got the head.
Yeah, he looks like he looks like Modest Mouse.
He's like Vegas. He's like a Vegas.
Yeah, right? Oh. Yeah, he's got the little X eyes.
Dead Mouse?
The white, black. He looks a little like Dead Mouse.
Because Modest Mouse is just a band, right?
Oh. What about Danger Mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh. I like to get it straight from the poop shoot. The little Dugan shoot. Coffee.
If you're interested, I would...
Right?
In the future, I would try... No, not the poopy shoot. I would try to make this stronger for you.
Yes. Eli. Yeah, I'd like a little like espresso.
Wouldn't you say? Yeah. I'd like, to try the more of a full body.
Mm. Wouldn't we all? I love a full body. You scream full body.
Yeah.
You're wearing blue. You're not wearing your signature green today.
I'm switching up. It's a very hot shirt. It was very hot in this room all of a sudden.
Well, it's because with the twins, lights. Polly and Esther.
And I'm wearing, yeah. Huh?
Have you read this? Did you read the back of it?
No,
hit
please.
Me. Hit me with the color. Blah, 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 blah.
So it says,
do not ingest.
Yeah.
Suitable for dormitories and
prisons. Civet, weasel or mongoose, full. Happy to look for fruits that are quite good and cooked, including coffee fruit as food. Civet Coffee will choose fruit that really cook a meal, and thereafter, the beans are protected and undigested hard skin will come out with dirt civet. What the? That made no sense.
Well, Google Translate didn't really help.
I think this is before.
That makes it more...
I think Google Translate helps a lot now.
Yeah.
How much is it? We don't know. It's in rupees or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Rupees.
It says RP, whatever that means.
Oh, yeah. Royal.
Kutanami. I feel like, do I sound like James Brown when I say these words? Misupa.
Well, when you say it like that. Do it like that, yeah.
Miskanima. Civet, weasel, mongoose, full, happy to look for fruit that are quite good and cooked, including coffee fruit as a food. Or do I sound like, what's her name? Julia Lewis or whatever.
Chris Rock?
No, the one. My mom did say you sound like Chris Rock, which hurt me American Idol style the other day.
Yeah.
But then I don't think she remembered what happened to me.
Wait, what's that?
Uh-oh.
That's the wide.
We lost the wide, people.
You got to take 3 to 4 teaspoons of coffee powder and put it into the cup. Take 1.5
What?
To 1 teaspoon of the sugar, put it in the cup. Take the hot water and pour it into the cup. Stir gently, and the coffee is ready to drink. Attention! Keep the place dry.
Sampalo!
Sampalo. I've never been to Indonesia or Bali. I would love it. I heard you can get a wife over there. Easy.
Drink some milk.
Mail order.
Well, then you don't have to go there.
I've been on the dating apps. There's a lot of trans women on there.
Are you?
And some of them are looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets so lonely, I say, dare I?
I shouldn't, should I?
I always say no, but I think about it, though. I'm to the point where I think about it hard.
I will say that with, I don't know, maybe it's Maybelline or what's happening, but the makeup jobs that they do now, they're hotter than the hot women.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They're hot, ladyboy style. They're hotter than the women.
Now, if I was in Bali, I'm not saying Rafiq was looking for a ladyboy, but let's say he was specifically looking for a ladyboy. He could have found, it'd be like, do you want a good coffee? Do you like poo-poo coffee?
We had Man, I Feel Like a Woman for Shania Twain, so boy, I feel like a ladyboy.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
What is the tip?
Well, I have a song, Lonely Boy, could I be? I'm a ladyboy. I'm a lady boy. Oh, yeah.
That's your song,
The Black Keys.
Well, it's a cover of The Black Keys, but I mean, I do.
But the way you said it was like,
oh, no.
My song.
I mean, they appropriated Junior Kimbo and didn't pay him, so why should I have to appropriate them? No!
The African wrestler? What
the flying
name?
The flying
Kimbo
Finelli?
Slice?
No, he had the white mask on. And
yeah. Well, you know, The Rock, his family was a huge dynasty of wrestlers.
This
his
is
dad,
true.
His uncle, his grandpa. The brothers.
It took me a second because I went to Chris Rock again.
Yes. Oh, the other Rock.
Rock. I got there.
Dwayne
Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. That sounds black.
It does.
Extra black.
Well,
Oh, he's good.
Howard Johnson. Now that sounds like a nice, nice rest.
Oh, yeah, hojo.
Yeah, a little. Oh,
hit him at me a little more poo poo.
Oh.
Oh, he likes it.
He look at the poo poo well, now.
You would agree it should be stronger.
It should be. Yeah. But you know, there's some great wrestling movies of the 80s. I was a big. My grandma called it wrestling. You know, but we used to watch it when it was the WCW and WWE before they lost, or WWF before they lost to the WWE.
I never watched
the World Wildlife Federation. Then they had to switch to WWE. And now you know that guy's leaving, right? The main Vince McMahon. He's retiring.
Oh yeah.
And he's selling it.
Well, yes. There's also a.
Didn't he? He's scandal? A bad man, right?
Yeah, there's a little. Well,
there's always a scandal.
Allegedly.
He's allegedly a bad
go
man.
Go to WWE.com UNT for 5% off your secretary's deposition. We just cut it off.
Yeah.
For every.
Yeah,
that is. Well, that'd be cool to prepay.
Like a circumcision.
I still feel bad about that. Sorry, son. Ew. I really don't feel. I feel like I did it for religious reasons, and I'm just watching this guy be like, "Ah, take this dick off. You don't need this." And he just threw it.
It's not from dick. It's just the foreskin.
But
did he throw it over his shoulder?
Like a continental soldier? Like,
he jumped. And
he did it.
Well, he stuck a figure in his cap, and he called it macaroni. This guy thinks it's macaroni.
You know, macaroni and cheese was invented by black people. Blackaroni and cheese. It's true.
Yeah, we heard.
What? Black. Oh, mac and cheese. Yeah, mac and cheese. Yes.
He said macaroni. Macaroni sounds like a good pimp name. Like Casanova and macaroni went out pimping on the town.
This is my business associate.
Tony Macaroni.
Who said I had a mom? You know, Tony Tidelips on The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's, what's his name? What's his name? God, I can see him.
They're like, what'd you get your mom for? Who's that had a mom? You
know? It's the guy with the weird eye. He's on like a CIS show.
Yes, that guy did all the voices for Big Tony. From CSI. Yeah, CSI, from Criminal Minds.
Sort of production.
The Italian guy from Criminal Minds. Joe Montega.
I spent thousands of dollars.
It's John Montega. Joe Montega.
Yeah.
Montega?
Now, what we were going to talk about his breasts?
Oh,
yes.
Well, keep it clean. That's right. That's your. Were you talking about your?
That's scientific.
Yeah, technically nipples.
Nip.
Oh, the nip naps.
The old net.
Oh no!
I heard it. I corrected. I heard. I've learned. I've grown. Shut up. Save the fat joke.
I thought you were going to say nips.
Oh, no. He definitely was not.
Not Fox. So,
you big old nips.
I'm just hoping. Oh, God. God damn.
You blibbity blab, blue blab. Fat.
You know what? But I know the dead bods are in, although I am sweating like a whore in church right now.
Oh, so, you wanted to talk about them?
I do want to talk about your breast. Yeah, so, let's go ahead and take a look at them. Can we whip them out? Hey, and Mom, you're gonna wanna make a cup of tea.
I mean, what do you just want a little this?
So you have re-pierced your nipples recently.
I have.
Now, what made you get them? I remember when you once ripped a nipple off with a towel.
I did.
What?
Oh God, yeah, I remember that. That was the first one.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, I could see the color spots. Yeah.
Like in your eyes, you mean, or?
Yeah. Like from the
can you imagine ripping out your nipple ring?
Like,
out?
Oh, that's...
The worst part was the thread count. You treated yourself to something.
It was like in a sweater or something. But So I got the first nipple piercing because it was a dare with these two chicks. We went to tattoo shop and they were like, "It's the most painful piercing a guy can get." I think your penis would be more painful, but
I would
think
so. Yeah.
So I got the one.
That's fine.
And I just had the one, and then that got ripped out. And then years later. With my best friend, we both got them, at the same time, and that was painful. And then those eventually, years later, like grew out.
Oh, that's right. Doesn't the skin naturally try to push them right out?
Well, I think also what I've learned is that I have like a mild allergy to like sterling silver that has like nickel or other metals. So now I got them re-pierced for the third time. This one.
And they're brass.
And they're titanium.
Oh, titanium.
And so.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not
lightweight.
Yeah. So then I was allergic. Yeah, not, a Brazilian drunk, girl did them. It was cool.
Oh, well,
yeah, it was bad.
That sounds safe.
Yeah, you know. I blame it on the Bossa Nova. But
which is the new movie coming out with Jeff Goldblum doing the voicing over about 1959, how the Bossa movement.
Oh, really? I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's one of those docs they want to win an award.
He's been
for
doing a National Geographic show or Disney like showing about nature show narration now or hosting.
The Beetle.
He would know. He was the fly.
Oh, that's right.
Man. True dat.
But and those jazz records. He's pretty
true
good.
True dat.
I sure did. Okay. I'm trying it out. Come on, guys. Let me try it out.
True dat.
True dat.
Somehow
boo
that's
coming.
The most offensive thing in this episode, as you say.
Yeah, so true. So anyway.
For shizzle.
For my last birthday, I decided to re-pierce them because it was kind of
why
like,
didn't you tell me?
I wanted to feel alive.
I would have been there. I would have filmed content. And
I was afraid it was going to be super painful, but apparently, like, either that girl was really good, or I'm just really desensitized now in life.
But yeah, it didn't hurt. Know. You keep
it's
putting
sensitive
that reason.
Area,
like, I was just
right?
like, I mean, it hurt, but it was very quick, and it was like, oh.
So, not to cross the line, but are you a nipple play guy? Does it give you an additional sexual
it does.
Thing?
It does.
It's disgusting.
Oh, it just makes me feel ticklish.
Yeah. No, because I feel like before them, I didn't feel anything. Like it made me feel more happy.
Oh,
before
it intensified.
It's like that would have been nothing.
It's like Hellraiser.
She's just licking my titties. Nothing's happening. Why are you even doing it at all?
But I have had them fairly most of my adult life because I think I got the first ones. I was in my 20s.
Your nipples.
So I had nipples.
But these nipples. These are Beverly Hills nipples. Yeah, these are brand
these
are new. Nipples.
Yeah, these are Dr. Rosenzweig on.
Cut to the wide.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
But you guys wouldn't pierce anything. I mean, you had ear piercings.
I had four.
Yeah, you did.
I still do.
You never had anything. You're like pretty much a straight edger. You don't drink. You don't smoke.
I'll go ahead and talk about me for a second on my show here. So I had two.
Uh-huh.
You don't even care. I had two here, one here, and then one up here.
Oh, the top.
We should do piercing roulette. You should get a Prince Albert.
That's the one on
I
the old.
I have them in the can. Cans. It all
and
comes
if you don't,
back.
If you don't want the pin,
you can
do above the pin. You can do the taint.
Above
you can
the
do pin? The ball. Yeah, well, like Lenny Kravitz has that. The taint is in between the perineum.
I know, but why?
Why not? Because it's there, I guess.
Now, that seems like one of those things you like say you thing. Have done, but there's no proof.
And well, no one's getting
you can
there.
Definitely get it. But yeah, they have ones that go above, beyond, beneath.
The one that goes through the hole in your dick.
That's the Prince Albert. But you can do it laterally or horizontally.
Or both.
Yeah, you can do both.
For God.
Yeah. Whose idea is this?
So would you do that? And can... I would pay for one... I would pay for half of it if you would let me film it for this.
Wait, how much is it?
If you want to get a Prince Albert, I don't even care. Whatever. If you get two and it's a cross, I'll pay one, you pay for the other.
I don't know if I would do that one. That seems...
Come on.
I feel like a scar tissue issue.
Well, yeah, because now I was like, okay, if the nip goes bad, whatever. But I like my penis to be intact. I mean, for posterity.
Yeah. I was just sitting around doing nothing.
But I'd get a ball or something down there.
You don't have balls?
No, I'm saying I'd get one on the balls.
Oh.
Like between the balls? Like this way between the balls?
Yeah.
So they'd be up, like north and south.
Yeah, I'd get something down there, but not on the penis head. I feel like that's too much. Even like the shaft. Maybe.
What happens if a girl like really clamps down there?
Oh.
And you pull out, is it going to pull the whole?
Oh.
There have been
yes.
issues that I've heard about of incompatible piercings on the male and female and when they
locking?
Try to they lock up.
Oh, like dogs?
Can't be good.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh. Terrible. But I mean, yeah, I don't know if I would do other piercings, but I think about it. I've known people who had them, and I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. It sounds interesting as like a anecdote
like right
to talk
here.
About.
So what else are you going to get done? Are you going to get more tattoos? Are you done with tattoos? Are you on piercings now?
I was kind of done with tattoos.
You're running out of space.
On my arm.
On your arm.
I don't really like I don't like leg ones. If anything, I would go like behind the shoulder.
You don't want like a Notre Dame calf?
I might do shoulders, like a little like, what's it called?
Eagle.
The conscience.
That wasn't an eagle.
No, the conscience.
It was a Niger source.
That's true. That was a Niger source.
I had to be very careful.
Yeah. Source?
No. Nope.
Source.
Everybody knows it.
No, but yeah, it's hit me with some more of the boo-boo.
I feel like my tongue is swelling a little bit, though.
Oh, really?
Like both width and height.
Oh.
This is the thing.
Oh, a tongue ring. But that means you suck dick.
Yeah, I got
is that what that means?
No, that's what Chris Rock said.
Oh.
Yeah, but... I guess if Chris Rock said it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got to be true.
Well,
I'm just watching you slam these. I'm just like, you will cause
this guy's going to be vibrating later.
On the 405 today.
Yeah,
I will be vibrating later from the egg.
Do you have a show tonight?
Shove up my butt. No, I'll actually be at my church small group. I'll be delivering a message tonight.
Oh,
half off Domino's.
Yeah, guys, I got a message for you.
Yeah, so I need the coffee. But no, it's cool.
I
don't
see you. Yeah.
I don't normally do it, but you know, I come from a long line of ministers, and so.
Oh, they you're gonna me. Do some ministry. You're gonna administer some ministry.
Yeah, just a light talk. Oh. I'm leading us through one of the video passages, but it's cool because it's different.
Yeah,
I like talking. I like you thinking do like about talking. Things.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned earlier, if I may say this, that the organization
they don't know about my nipples.
They don't know.
It doesn't That's come up.
But you're part of the you're part of the Big Brother other brother.
Yes. Undercover Brothers?
You're part of the Undercover Brothers.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. And you said that there's a lack of men.
Yes. Well, I will tell you this. Thank you for that thoughtful question, Brian. There's 140 on the waiting list. We're looking for a few good men, you know? Uh-huh. But no one can handle the truth, you know? But you get
go
it.
On,
you get
go
it.
On. The main Thunder, thing. Thunder Road.
Everybody's just trying to Tom Cruise their way through life. You get it.
Color of money.
When you think yeah. you think you're Jack Nicholson slick,
but
you're
Jack,
I got your penny change. No, but the reason why I joined is because I knew a guy who was an actor, white guy, and they always have white guys that are helping guys, yeah. the little minorities. You know, there's never any black guys helping, and so that's why I wanted to do it. And there's just
and then some guy like me came up to you and was like, "Do you like video games?"
Yeah.
Hey. I can see your quadruple nipples from here. Let's go to Dave and bust a nut.
Oh, oh no!
Oh god! No, but I mean, so the thing is, like, anyone can do it. But I think there needs to be.
Did they screen you for like pedophilia?
They got to do background.
Yeah, yeah, they do a whole fingerprinting and.
Right, so you all that. Go to the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime I work with kids, I have to get fingerprinted. So I've done multiple fingerprinting.
Well, that's called arrested, but yes, I understand. Yeah. Because I understand that you've been fingerprinted.
No, but I'm saying it's like...
you work with kids. Yeah.
No, it's
I'm
fine.
Working
I worked
over
them
here.
Hard. No, I worked them real hard.
But even when you go... Even when you have people...
Grammy! Like, Grammy!
Even if
Grammy!
You...
Grammy!
Even if you have people who go to Africa and stuff like that, like it's always the white groups that go to Africa to help.
Yeah.
They're just like black people
missionaries.
Inherently don't volunteer for that kind of stuff from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have, when I was on the orientation, I'd seen other black people on there, you know, learning about this program. So I think.
But you have to pay for everything, right? So you.
You do.
So you sign up. Now, do you get any tax? Sorry to be this guy, but do you get any sort of tax advantage doing this?
I don't think so. I mean, they never brought up like how you'd write that off your taxes as a charity. I mean, you're not giving it to the organization. You're giving it to the kid. So.
I'd find a way.
Right?
There's got to be some way you could.
You think. Like, you give it to the organization and then they would give you the money back so that you know, that kind of thing.
Or it's for promotion or whatever you're.
Something. The real something. Reason but I mean, it. You don't do it for that. You do it because if it feels. Good. Sometimes it's stressful because you're like running around and scheduling stuff and whatever.
Parking.
But when you are out there and you see the smile on the face of doing something new, or just someone taking the time, a lot
getting
of them
getting a new hoodie.
Oh yes, true. Well, a lot of times people just don't. You don't have like
that
a good male
bad,
role
but
model.
That's an actual.
I did for Christmas. I gave him a hoodie and a chain wallet and Ed Hardy. It was nice. It was like had this cool little fire skull and the chain. But no, yeah, it's good. He was excited to do the Topgolf. And
he is a white kid?
Black kid.
You got him, Ed Hardy? Can I be so bold to ask you, do black people wear Ed Hardy?
No.
So he's like, is a punker? Is he like, does he skateboard or something? Or he just likes to
oh,
stop?
Oh, does he skateboard?
No, but they like things with chains.
Yeah. They do. Oh, no.
I think it has something to do with his story.
Oh no!
Who's that? The Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
Some gold-plated chains would make a great retirement gift for a retired slave.
Oh, Jesus.
He was like, what? That was like his first one with Super Dave Osborne.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and you just can't make certain jokes anymore like that.
Which especially not get views if you do.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, it's nice to get back. The kid's cool. And it was hard because, you know, there's always like, man, why am I doing this? You know, I could do something else. But
yeah, with your mods, you're doing good.
It's like, I don't feel good at the time, but like when I reflect on it later, I'm like, oh, that's good that I did that.
You hate it in the moment. You're dying. You're dying inside.
Well, because
during the experience,
not because of the kid, but like to do like little activities. Like I'm not an activity person, so like like people always ask me like, do you want to go bowl? Do you want to do this? Like I'll do it because other people want to do it,
but for me
to want to go just to go, it's like
we should do a bowling episode.
Oh.
Slash axe throwing.
Slash equalizer.
I've done axe throwing. I've done twice. I've done the boxing. I've done.
You did boxing? Oh, like the workout?
Yeah, I've done the boxing. I've done golf. I've done I have a friend that's a volleyball coach.
Croquet.
Crochets. Seven crochets. Yes.
That's pretty good. How old
fishing.
Are you?
That's something
you
I haven't
fishing?
Done. No, I haven't done that recently. Maybe that's something we can do. Get charter, you know, get on a little boat. But they don't do that
from
here.
The gear.
You can do it from San Diego.
If you want to save the money, I'll give you the gear.
And go where?
I'll fucking find a lake. I don't know.
Find
how much
a lake?
You need me to do? I'm offering this guy free. He's like, well, I don't know where the fish are.
I mean,
oh,
I think he might know.
Here's a story. You know who I had lunch with? Well, I had breakfast with this week.
No.
Lasagna?
Phil Lasagna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I had breakfast once every couple of months. He likes to set up breakfast, tell me he's going to pay. We sit down.
Uh-huh.
He orders the most expensive thing, gives me a sob story just as the check comes, and I pay, and he's not surprised. It's a little tradition that we do. It's, you know,
that's a terrible tradition.
Well, I'm a little similar to him, I think, except for the sob story.
except you don't always order a steak at breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bold move.
A steak.
It's a bold move. The guy's always like, I'll take two porterhouses and three eggs. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is he suffers from a tremendous amount of anxiety of life, right? As I do.
I do too.
At all different levels. And he says, I want us, so we're eating breakfast, right? In which I already know I will be paying. Because once he ordered the steak, I knew
that you were paying.
Because he was supposed to pay. And if I knew if he was thinking of paying, he would not have ordered that. He would have ordered some oatmeal.
Yeah.
Right? But because he knew, I know.
Toast.
You're not fooling anyone, Phil Lasagna.
Oh, yeah. You want to split this oatmeal, buddy? Yeah.
So the point of this was, he says he wants to start a podcast.
Oh, nice.
Ah.
And we started talking about microphones and this and that.
Mm.
And then I said, well, you got to buy the S, you know, you can buy the SM7B. He wants to do voiceover.
Oh, I see.
And then
RE20.
I said, buy everything used, as I do. Buy a used mic, get it on Craigslist or eBay, and just get a, you know, get a 212 focus, right? Just to start. So after explaining all this, and then I'm hunting for him, right? I'm like,
oh, you're looking at the
this motherfucker. I heard it. I heard it this time. You could have gotten away with it if you didn't. It was so audible about it. I'll wrap it up. So basically, he wants to start a podcast. So we spent 45 minutes looking. I'm like, oh, I could get you this one. Let's make a best offer on eBay.
Oh,
we
there
get
you
to
go.
$70. You know, and he's like, it costs too much. This and that. Eventually, I gave up. I said, look, all you have to do is drive to my studio. And I will do, all you have to do is show up, sit down, and you can record it. And he said, but then I got to drive over there.
Yeah.
Where did you meet, though?
That's the takeaway where we met at Nats.
No, I'm saying, didn't he have to drive?
Burbank.
I'm saying, didn't he have to drive to meet you for this?
Right.
So he can drive, right?
Well, I mean, I'm only 10 minutes away. 20, whatever.
I'm saying, but if he could drive to that, he can't drive.
But the point is that even when you have, I've solved every problem, you can spend $0. All you have to do is show up at my place and I press record and it's done. Yet, exhausting.
Why do you stay with this guy?
I did. I once he said that, I stopped. I patted him on his shoulder and said, this will never happen. And I turned and I walked away. But it was fine because he kind of had an upset stomach and he spent the rest of the morning. That's not the point. But the point of the story is,
why do you keep this guy?
Well, I think it's a good guy, but it's just, you know, it's like anything else. People.
He's your big brother? Little brother?
Essentially. They're a wonderful time. It's essentially he's my little bud. And I wanted to, you know, hang out. You know. So
yeah, that's sad. I really hate that like there's people who don't realize how much in their own way they are. That you eliminate all the problems.
Just
and
say
the problems
yes.
with them.
Yes, the whole just say yes. That's all you have to do. But everything's like, it's like, well, then shut the fuck up. In fact, I woke up 3 times the night before in anxiety, knowing that the breakfast will only cost me time and money and that that I will get nothing out of it. Like, you know what I mean? And then sure enough, it plays out just enough. I love you, brother. And I hope to see you soon. And by the way, this time breakfast is on me.
Oh, that's nice.
I want to go to breakfast.
No.
Damn it.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
This is President Lyndon B. Johnson. You LBJ. Might know him as LBJ. Talking to, I believe, the president of Hagar Pants when he was getting his new pants made.
Oh, is that Sammy Hagar's?
It is Sammy Hagar's line. Yeah, there's also the Panama collection. Is that the same?
Maybe.
Panama. That's the other
no,
one.
No, right? That was David. Is that?
Oh,
is
no,
that
Panama, David Lee Roth.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
The same thing.
I'm just a gigolo.
I need about 6 pairs for summer wear. Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are almost these are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about it. An inch from where the zipper
is burping.
Ends under my back of my bunghole. Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
Where would you like to be, please?
White House?
Oh my God.
I've heard that before, but it's always interesting to me because it's like, I actually like how real he is, but he had no, I guess he thought it was a private line, but he had no concept of like, you'd think a president would always have a certain decorum of how they spoke.
Demeanor, yeah.
But he just, his nuts and his butthole and his zipper.
Bunghole. It's president saying the word bunghole. See, this is why you tune in.
Yeah.
But he was still.
I did not know that.
He was still a better sounding president than some we've had, even like that.
Fillmore, you bitch.
Oh, Millard?
Oh,
what did he do?
He's picking his friend's nose and then he eats.
Oh, that's a thing.
There's other salty things that you could get.
Now we're talking. What salty things, buddy?
Hot nuts.
I'm bunghole sweat.
Whoa. What?
That's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Boop, boop.
That's like a crab apple.
Right. Close me out of here. We have things to do.
Mayor, I'll try and keep this brief. I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher
one
up the chain of
this is the most interesting this has been for this group.
Why? And ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainard's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations.
I applaud a woman for continuing.
So for us to just say it within the city limits.
Haven't they seen Nick and Gus 33 and a third?
Why would you just call a recess? No. So someone could tell him.
And also these diseases.
Oh, he comes back.
He didn't wash his hands.
Also,
there's
how
no
could
any
he
boundaries? How, so a state by state approach would just
how could they have the meeting but he wasn't there?
It's a wireless mic.
No, I'm saying, but he wasn't there to hear what they were saying. Didn't you have to rule on something?
Wow. I don't know how stuff works.
I'm saying they should have called the recess.
Well, that's what's most important. This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. Follow me, Brian Sturgis. Follow Cliff Beach, Cliff Beach Music. And you follow Timothy Hall at Timothy Hall Music. Timothy Hall, give us the final... give us the final thought of the week.
Oh, my mind is blank. I'll let Cliff take it away.
We'll see you next Tuesday.